Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And as always, we would love to hear from you, so please give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You're afraid to call us, you can always email us. Oh, I don't know why they'd be afraid to call us, Brown Sugar. I thought we was kind of cool, right?
I don't think they're afraid of us. Just calling and talking on the radio can be kind of intimidating, I'd say.
Maybe if we had a request line, like I could be DJ Squirrel and you can be DJ Walnut, and we can be like, hey, call up on the request line. Do you have a request for DJ Squirrel? Maybe.
And MC Walnut, huh?
MC Walnut. Crack it open.
I mean, isn't that what you're doing, though? I mean, that is a request line, no?
It's kind of. So if y'all want to get in on the request line, DJ Squirrel and DJ Walnut in the house, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we all up on it. We just trying to help y'all out. Social networking. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the private Smooth Drama group. Myself or Shiny Whiskers, Mr. J, will, of course, add you. Once again, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or Mr. J will add you. He of the shiny whiskers. Also, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, ask us, and we'll add you, follow you, whatever. We can converse on any level you want to converse on, conversate, whichever one makes you feel good. That's where we are. That's where we want to be with you. Right there on the couch. We can Netflix and chill, all that.
Can we?
Netflix and chill.
Okay.
That's
all
how
right.
We do it.
All right. That's how you offer up your services. All righty then.
Nah, so you know there's a way where people, they can all watch their shows at the same time together. So, like,
over Zoom?
Yeah, you can Netflix and chill together. You don't even have to be in the same place. That's the virtual landscape that we live in.
Okay, then you need to say virtually.
I said Netflix and chill, see?
That's
how you
not virtual.
How do you know?
You
I'm virtually
said.
There.
You said it.
I'm virtually there. I said Netflix and chill.
Yes.
And you said, ooh, you offering up your services. Like, I was on the corner with my leg up. Like, come on. I'm just saying.
You didn't offer virtual at first.
Anyway, because you took it there. If you're listening live on Blog Talk, you can jump into the Blog Talk chat room. If you want to talk to us, you can go to the site, smoothdrama.com, and jump into the chat room. It is anonymous, so you don't have to worry about putting yourself out there. You will be Broken Eagle or Snake Booty or Booty Sweat or whatever. I don't know. It just picks random stuff. If you're interested in conversing with us. That's all. And without much further ado, let's start the show. because we're talking about the scrumptious apocalypse, so, and I'm guessing by the next show, Brown Sugar, you're going to be ready to add on to the scrumptious apocalypse? Are you ready now?
To add on to it?
Yeah, to add on to
it. Does it need anymore?
Well,
does it need
you
anymore?
You never know.
I think it's extra enough. It's extra enough already.
Scrumptious is good enough. We don't need to go past scrumptious.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Speaking of the scrumptious apocalypse, apparently, there's more toxic hand sanitizer recalls. So if you're one of the people who had been going to Dollar Tree and Family Dollar to get your hand sanitizer, Skin Guard 24 has been recalled nationwide. Apparently, Skin Guard 24 all day hand sanitizer, it's no good.
Yeah, just stick to Germex, y'all.
Yeah. So
it's been around for, you know, before all this.
Yeah. So that one, Next Hand Sanitizer, Nuxan Instant Bacterial Hand Sanitizer, Assured Hand Sanitizer with Vitamin E and Aloe, Instant Hand Modessa Instant Hand Sanitizer with Moisturizers,
Modessa?
Assured, yeah, Modessa.
Okay.
Yeah. Assured and Bloomin', all of those are on the recall list. So if you have any of that, please don't use it, because all it'll do is mess your skin up, give you that crocodile skin look. So you'll be crocodile.
I've never heard anything called Modessa.
Why?
That doesn't sound clean. It just doesn't sound like a cleaning Modessa. How does that sound like a cleaning product? Like, you know?
How does Lysol sound like a cleaning product? It's a name. That's it.
True. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you're one of those people, please don't do it. You probably shouldn't be buying your stuff from the Dollar Tree. It seems like they just get it from people in garages somewhere, all their products. They make everything bootleg and just
crazy
change color.
For the dark internet.
The dark internet? Is there a light internet?
Apparently, there's two different
okay.
ones. Yeah.
All right. The light internet. That's where it's at.
Yeah. No, it's on the dark. Oh, I see.
I can't help it. It was sitting there. All right. So speaking of sitting there, thankfully PG&E and their rolling blackouts, they said that they were nice to us because supposedly, we watch them call them, you've been preserving your electricity. And so they didn't, apparently, because that's what they said, because, you know, they were on that whack shit. Like, oh, we're going to roll out and cut out the power because it's hot. It's like, so, because it's hot, you're going to turn off the power so people can be hotter. Good idea. That's a really, really good idea. Now, when I heard it, I was like, oh, here we go. Time to ruin some more meat. Just bought some fish for the freezer. Time to ruin that.
Yeah, I was trying to understand that too. Like, especially in these days of this heat and humidity. And this is not, you know, typical of the Bay Area.
Well, yeah, it was funny because yesterday was like a New Orleans day. It rained.
Well, it
got hot.
Yeah.
It rained and got hot. I was like, man, it's like hot. So
you got
folks like me rolling around. It's like I'm back in New Orleans. Got no shirt on, no socks on. I'm just rolling around, flexing on them. Flexing on them. Just flexing anyway. So. Yeah, shout out to PG&E for not turning my power off.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Yes, I would have been cussing you out if you had. It's not a good thing.
Not even.
Yeah. And speaking of not a good thing, you know what? We're not even going to talk about the, well, we actually are going to talk about the scrumptious apocalypse. I was going to say that we're not going to talk about COVID. Unfortunately, there was a
How are you going to do that?
There's a South Lake Tahoe resident who's tested positive for the plague. I was like, the plague? It's like we still doing that?
The bubonic plague?
Apparently, up in Lake Tahoe area, shout out to all the people who like to go to Lake Tahoe. You might want to pay attention. It's naturally present in many parts of California, including El Dorado County, which is Lake Tahoe. They say that it's transmitted by fleas who get it from infected squirrels, chipmunks, and other residents, rodents.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, household pets like your dog and cat may also bring those infected fleas into the home. And symptoms of the plague include fever, nausea, weakness, and swollen lymph nodes to play.
Wow.
So instead of tattoo, the plane. We like the plague. The plague.
Oh goodness, you are hilarious tonight. That's interesting though.
Yeah.
That's really
supposedly there's been 17 cases since 2000, but They just confirmed that someone has the plague.
So it's never been like wiped out. It's just not as many cases.
Yeah.
And then do you know if it's airborne or how does that transfer? I know if it's transferred from, you know, from animals to us, it's usually a bite or something. But how
right,
does it
the fleas.
From person to person.
I guess if they go camping, you can't get no hugs.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you brought your pets with you, you doubly can't get no hugs.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. Aside from what we already been talking about the past 5.5 months, we just gone drop the plague up in there because, hey, diversity in our ailments here in California. COVID's not enough. We can add some plague into the mix. It's like rolling the dice. The plague with your funky ass. No.
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, I've seen people talk about that. No? I'm the only one talking about that.
For right now, yeah. Maybe other people will join in later on, but for right now.
All right. Well, I was just putting it out there because it.
Well, it's appreciated. It's appreciated.
So, while we're being appreciated, I guess we should talk about the post office. Now, I mean, woo! So the post office warns that some absentee mail-in ballots may not be delivered in time to be counted. Probably because a lot of the mailboxes are being picked up per your president. And
which is amazing. I've never seen. I don't even have any words. I really don't. I've never seen anything like this before. How is this even okay?
We're talking about, I'm telling you that I'm going to cheat. And I'm going to tell you how I'm going to cheat. I mean, let's roll it back for a second. First homie was like, yeah, if the election don't go the way I like it, I ain't going to accept the results. I mean, he flat out said that, right? I mean, it just, he didn't beat around the bush. You know how some folks say, hey, you know what? Things don't happen my way. I don't know what's going to happen. At least it's a veiled threat. This ain't even a veiled threat. Homie just, I'm going to put the threat out there for real. Like, yeah, homie, if it don't go the way I like, I ain't going to accept that.
I'm not leaving the White House.
I'm not. It's not going to happen. Because it's my way. Or that's it. Then, he's like, yeah, because I don't trust these mail-in ballots because people cheat on the mail-in ballots. So I'm going to stop the post office from making deliveries. And then he goes and does it. He has the post office, like he tells homie, to pick up the mailboxes, the postal mail, just pick them up and take them away. That right there. Like you said, it's amazing. It's the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, so in the name of politics, and I'm speaking to my racist homies who may or may not be listening. In the name of politics, left and right, when a dude is going to do whatever they can to stay in power, even to the point of cheating and telling you I'm cheating. I mean, homie has stepped it up on a whole other level of what you would call a dictatorship. In the United States, it's always been like, we know presidents do stuff and get away with stuff, but I'm just going to say it, and ain't nothing you could do about it. I mean,
nobody's calling him out. Nobody, you know what I mean? I mean, everybody's like, well, let's save the post office. I'm like, save it from what?
Right.
I mean, exactly.
He was picking up mailboxes. I'm like, why are you picking up mailboxes?
Exactly. I mean, there's ways around, you know, there's ways around all of this nonsense, but I mean, just the idea of what he's allowed to do without being called out, even, you know, by his own party. It's like, okay, how are you allowing this? They've been doing mail-in ballots all of my life, I would assume.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden it's a problem? It wasn't a problem last election, so it's a problem now?
Well, that's how military folks overseas, they absentee ballot, whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So now.
Yeah, but it wasn't a problem when he won last, you know, 4 years ago. That wasn't a problem.
Allegedly, they were cheating for Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah, but he won. So I guess he said he's going to stop it before it starts.
Well, they were cheating for her, so he's gonna make sure. I'm like, it's one of the weirdest things that you can ever say. To say somebody's cheating, but you won.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay. They cheated me.
You won by cheating.
Right. Well, I mean, it's. So once again, it's the whole bizarro world thing, right? Because everybody knows that they cheated for him. They even have correspondence where they talk about there's proof that they cheated for him. I mean, they want you to be in power. Because you're good for business. I mean, when it came out that, and this is the part that just that slays me even more, right? Because we people always talk about left right politics, and I'm like, well, why don't we just talk some common sense? It came out that the Russians, we talked about this, right? The Russians are paying bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. soldiers. And he knows about it. Oh, yeah. He knows about it. Everybody knows about it. He says, I didn't read the memos. I wasn't there when they gave that report.
What?
Yeah. Yes, it was a big deal amongst the veterans. It's not, it hasn't been in the news, like, talking about it, but... You can.
Well, heck, I think it should be in the news.
Right. It should be on the news every day. It's like, so, because as much as we talk about the troops and disrespecting the troops, and we.
Yeah.
Look at our troops. Don't be doing nothing to disrespect the troops and the flag. But
don't kneel. Don't say Black Lives Matter. Don't protest. All that is disrespectful to our country.
Right, but this dude is with the guy who are killing those soldiers, and they know about it. It's not like this is a secret. Anybody can Google it and see it. Everybody can see it but him, apparently. And so even when they tell him about it, well, I don't know nothing about that because he's never come out and said anything about it. Like, yeah, if that's what's happening, you know, we got problems. We just not even talking about it. No, I didn't see that report. That's...
Okay, so now that I'm letting you know, what do you plan on doing about it?
Nothing.
You know, these follow-up questions are not working out for me either. Like, nobody ever says the right follow-up questions when he's being interviewed either.
But he's going to fire you. He's living out that reality show.
Oh, okay.
You're fired. You asking me questions? You're not bringing me a chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he eats ham sandwiches. He looks like he's a ham sandwich eater.
Yeah,
not necessarily chicken. He's a ham sandwich guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Extra bacon. He just double up on the pork.
Just ham and bacon, ham and bacon.
Ham and bacon with some cheese. Maybe some Brussels sprouts and a Diet Coke to wash all that down.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's so bad. The states had to turn to the courts over the postal changes.
Yeah, I would think that. Yeah, I would think that the mayor, the governor, some, I don't know, senator, somebody.
All depends on what side you're on.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They talk about democracy all the time, and I just feel like, is it now part of that? That's like one of the basic forms of democracy, correct?
People die so that you can get junk mail. People die so you can get junk mail. Just saying.
I mean, he's worried about the election, but there's so much more to it than just the you getting mail-in ballots and all that.
Wait, hold on, what are you talking about? Ain't no more than getting the mail-in ballots. What are you talking about?
I mean, if I get medication, if I'm waiting on my, you know, I might be one of very few people who are working and...
Sucks to be you.
I guess so, huh?
Yeah, you talking about getting your mail and all this other stuff. Get out of here. Sit that. You're crazy.
Mm-mm.
Don't care about none of that.
I guess if he could say it to my face, he'd probably say, bitch, please. You think I'm worried about that? Okay.
Well, he might say female. Well, no, he probably would say bitch, please.
Yeah, he would say bitch please.
He would say bitch please, yeah. I can see bitch please coming out of his mouth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You better not say nothing either.
Oh, no, I better not.
Yeah.
But I could be so indignant, so I don't know.
Well, then you'd be the angry black woman.
Yeah.
So.
Then I'd probably be a black bitch, but I'm fine with that too.
Angry black bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Angry black bitch.
And he would be right, though. He would be right.
Because,
I wouldn't be mad about it.
Right, because he's done more for black people than any president aside from Lincoln. That's what he stands on. That's a direct quote.
Yeah, that is a direct quote. And I guess we haven't had anything since slavery, since we were freed.
In
is that what
you're 66,
trying to say?
66, when we were freed in 66, 1966.
Oh, really? Oh, wait. So, no, I'm saying that could have never happened. None of that ever happened. If we haven't had anything happen to us since slavery, none of that stuff ever happened.
See, why are you bringing up old stuff?
Well, he brought it up. He brought up Lincoln.
That don't matter. That don't count. See, you haven't mastered this administration. What
you're
I
right,
say
I sure
that makes no sense doesn't matter. That's the point. That's it. You don't have to do anymore. As a matter of fact,
and see, I need somebody who's not a journalist, like, or who isn't afraid to lose whatever it is that you lose when you're, and just like really just go in and just be ridiculous with him.
Well, see, all the people that ask those questions, he don't let them in the White House press briefing any longer.
Yeah, and I'm saying I need somebody who's okay with that, though.
Yeah, but
like,
they don't get to ask questions.
I'm just going. Well, I would.
But you're not there to ask questions. Yeah, but that's already happened. They don't get to come back. That's the point. You had your shot, and that's it.
Well,
anyway.
Like, he was interviewed. I forget what he was interviewed by. So that's what I'm thinking, like a one-on-one interview.
Those one-on-one interviews are fluff pieces. Anybody that's interviewing, they already have submitted those round of questions, and that's kind of it.
Yeah, but he's going to have an idiotic answer that's going to be like, oh, okay, thank you for opening the door. And now let's go. Let's be stupid together.
No, it's not going to happen. But we'll get back to this. We're going to go on break. This is Ice-T. Hi, Rollers.
Being live is bad. It's like walking barefoot over broken glass. It's like jumping rope on a razor blade. All lightning quick decisions to make. Lifestyle, flush. Female, rush. This high profile personality. Who earns his pay? Elite, professional, liar. Schoolboy, Maya. Young girl, desire. Very few live to retire. Cash flow extreme. Dress code supreme. Vocabulary of same definition. Street player. You know what I mean? I wrote.
Hey, yo, Ice, man,
who the hell left all the police have gone out to play? Cause for enough cold cash to look the other way. Look at the cars they provide. Ferrari trucks up high. Beavers connected players to big time deals with all of this technology. Just live a life with you every night and day. And you're living proof that crime does pay. Your life is dangerous and reckless. You eat fly, got the girls for breakfast. You're enticing up to nuclear age. Your muscle flexes with a 50 or 12 gig. You love the game, that's why you're focused. Cause y'all high price, high speed, high hope, high roll.
Hey, yo, Ice, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm fresh, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, the game is flash, but sometimes first behind any mistake. hard times are in jail. Not your own problem, though, it may seem. You just think I'm a ride from an M16, but the need to punch you from over home. Choose a tailored suit, a luxury home. You never get caught because you got nerves to ice, and you're the smartest in the book, so Miami Vice. Friday. You wanna be on the road. You better watch your back. You wanna be on the road.
Together you got to move from the
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Ice-T. High roller. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. People say, and I know you say it all the time, Brown Sugar, that I'm not about good news. I don't talk enough goodness. It's too much negativity that we talk about here on Smooth Drama. So you know what? I'm gonna brighten the mood. You ready?
Of course, always ready for good news.
All right. So, according to cat researcher Mikel Delgado. Did a study that about why cats show you their butts. Apparently.
Wait. Okay.
What?
No, go ahead.
I see, there you go, your phobia. So, why cats show you their butts? Anybody who's had a cat knows that from time to time, a cat will just put their butt in your face. It's one of those things.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently it's normal for cats to sniff each other's butts as a way to say hello or to confirm each other's identity, whatnot. So cats just roll up on you. Bam. Look at it. You know, that's it. It's hello. It's a greeting. It's a how you doing.
Okay, that's interesting. Considering that I'm not a cat, I mean, I just thought they would know that. No.
No, it's just, you know, it's a custom. It's a cat custom. So you start thinking about it now. Maybe if humans wanting to say hello to each other and be nice, you just put your butt in somebody's face like, hi, how you doing? Boom.
Okay, so that's going to be a fight. And I'm happy with the customary hello, hi, what's up, hey, yo. I mean, I can think of a lot of things. You know, putting your fist out for a fist bump, elbow. I mean, there's so many things. We can do the kid and play before we can do that. Don't put your butt in things. Yeah, you know, when you kick feet, you know?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a term of endearment. See, people use the N word.
Are you going to start doing it?
I think people have to be acculturated to it. You can't just walk up to somebody and just put your butt in their face, right?
No, you can't.
No, but you see, this is what I'm saying. So initially, people weren't calling each other the N-word as a term of endearment. And so I'm saying that maybe we can replace the N-word with, you know, butt hellos.
Okay, so are you going to be okay when people put their butt in your face?
Some people, yeah.
No. You can't pick and choose.
Why not? People pick and choose with the N word all the time.
If someone says hello to you and you don't necessarily uh-huh. find them attractive, do you tell them don't speak to me? You just say hello back, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, because you have manners, you're a gentleman.
Right.
So what is
and
the
so?
Difference between that and then someone putting their butt in your face? You just said it was a way to greet. It's a greeting.
Yeah, so they present it. They don't have to necessarily get all up in your face. It's just like a, hey, look at it, and I'm saying hi.
Well, do women necessarily have to do that anyway? We don't have
no,
to
but
do that anyway.
You guys already look.
Men already look. So why do we have to present it? Why would a woman have to present it when y'all already looking?
I'm just saying. I looked at it as a way to take some negativity out of the world, so we can get rid of the N word and replace it with the cat's customary hello.
What? No, there's going to be more negativity now, because if it's a butt you don't want to speak to, then you're going to be upset. So now there's an argument. There's a whole issue there now.
Is it?
I mean, you just said you didn't want every butt.
No, see.
So what are you going to do about the butts you don't want?
See, now what you're talking about here is you're talking like somebody would put their butt in your face and like hit you in the face with their butt. That's not what we're talking about.
That's not what I'm saying either.
So what are you saying?
I'm not saying that. You're saying cats use it as a greeting.
Hello.
So if I see somebody that I want to speak to, and I come around
And
show
around.
Them my butt.
Yes.
But they don't necessarily like my butt. They don't like my butt.
But that got to do with hello.
So I just asked you, what about, I said, are all butts okay? And you said, no, not all of them.
No, I said,
so what are you
going to
do?
Yeah, you just say, hey. You just turn around. So, boom, you both have the butts facing each other. Hello, hello. And then that's it. We good.
Okay. All right. That's
See
not what you said at first, but I'll accept your second answer.
Wait. No. What did I say at first? See?
I asked you, do you want every butt to say hello to you? And you said no.
Right.
You said no.
Right. I said this because I used the example. Like, there are some people who are fine with the N-word. They say the N-word, and they're cool with saying the N-word with everyone, except for some people. And it's like, well, why is it cool with some people but not cool with others? And so it goes like that with butts. So some people's butts are cool, but some aren't. And then you're saying, well, hey, why is that a problem? You should be cool with all butts.
Well, I don't necessarily have the issue with the N-word, like with people even I know just like coming up to me and using it. So that part is weird to me because I don't talk, I don't use the word, I don't have a lot of people around me that use it as a greeting.
Right.
So that's why I was asking. So if you don't use that as a greeting, then,
So I'm saying basically, And this is where I'm at. I'm basically saying that there's the N word, and it's cool for some people, but not cool for others. So, conversely, I would say then, you know, butt greetings. It's cool for some, but not for others.
Okay.
So
that's the thing. How do you know? But how do you know if someone's cool with it though or not? If you don't know them like that, or is it something
exactly.
that once you get to know them, then you that's your thing?
So then I guess we shouldn't do it then, right?
I mean, I don't know. How would you feel about a stranger doing that?
It's just a butt. Allegedly.
Yeah, but. Well, it's.
But.
I mean,
but in the meantime.
I mean, but. I mean, I get what you're saying. I just think it's kind of complicated. That's all.
It's okay. We're going to move on.
Okay.
But. See, I can't. But anyway, so if you want to, if you listeners want to greet me with your butts, I won't hate on you.
So are they
Give
rubbing
me.
Their butt on you?
No,
are they just showing and just turning
no.
around? Okay, all right.
See,
and that's
the thing. Cats don't rub their butt on you. They show you the butt. That's it.
Yeah,
it's just like
bam.
No, they take a cat walk by you and just stop and boom. Hello.
See,
and then they just walk.
I don't speak cat. I don't speak cat, so I don't know.
I'm just saying that's how they do it. That's how they roll.
You would have to learn through that language. I have no idea what cats do.
Yeah, it's Yeah, I just never thought about it till old Mikhail talked about it. Anyway,
thank you.
Enough of these allegories and parables. We're gonna go on to some real stuff. So then, NYPD creates an Asian hate crime task force.
Why Asian crime?
They're investigating a whole bunch of hate crimes against people of Asian descent. It's a growing number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you would just think that the police would just investigate crimes, but apparently we're in charge of Asian hate crimes. If you want to talk about crimes against black folks, you have to go over to the other side of the hallway. You want to go and find out about crimes against people of Latin descent, you have to go over to this side of the hallway. I'm like,
And LGBTQ is down the hall and to the right.
Yeah.
Women is upstairs on the fifth floor.
Right. And white people over there in the corner. We just segregating our hate crimes now.
Wow.
We just can't investigate crime. You know, because it's funny. Do you?
I see why that. Yeah, I mean, right now, yes. I feel like I don't think they necessarily need their own, but I could see them adding more police to hate crimes. And especially in New York, just because of the China flu. So that's why they're getting, you know, bullied.
You mean the Kung Flu? The Kung Flu.
Oh, the Kung Flu, yes. Yes, that same
flu. You said
flu.
The Kung Flu. Right, that flu.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing
it. I can see why they would have added, you know, police to a hate crime, but not necessarily having their own. But yeah.
Okay.
He only said it a couple of hundred times, so you know. I guess, you know, when some people hear things over and over, they get triggered and then they act on it.
Yeah. The whole I'm going to commit a crime against somebody just because they look a certain way. You got issues.
That's tiring. Could you imagine having that much hate in you? Wouldn't you just be so tired? And then how do you just, like, where do you draw the line? Like, what do you say?
You can't draw the line, though.
Yeah, you can, exactly. So that you're doing that all day.
Yeah. Kind of, I kind of got a hate on you.
Verbally, physically. Yeah.
Right.
And that's how they got
a hate on you. Yeah, because once you get started, it's like there's a certain momentum that you got to keep up, right? It's like you can't just go cold turkey on hating on people, right? Like, no, I hate these Asians for about 3 months, and then it's like, I got tired of hating Asians. Now I just got to go back to hating black folks again. Is that how you juggle your hate?
I don't know. Or then do you like forget on some days and then you're like, dang, I didn't do it today. I gotta pick it up tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah, I know. Are there like hate crime shifts? It's like you pick up shifts.
Exactly.
It's like you call in the request line. Hey, what? Who are we supposed to be hating on this week? we're hating those slanty eyed people this week. Oh, okay. Thank you.
But only from 3 to 6.
3 to 6. Oh, we got. You're saying it's like punching in and punching out.
Yeah, in these 3 hours. Yeah, you got to get it in them 3 hours. If you don't, you got to wait.
You know, I always wondered, like the Klan, do they have, like, it's like you got that agenda, like you would have, like, the people, the church people who would show up at your house. You know, they had certain hours that they had to be out there going from door to door. You just wonder, do they have that? And it's like you got to punch in, you got that digital clock, like, hey, we did a certain amount of hating today. I clocked out. It was a long day. What you do today?
And then, what if you're
hard enough?
What if you don't have enough? What if you don't fill your quota?
Right. I was hating on them hard today, baby. You should have saw it. You should have saw it.
Yeah.
I said the N word. I call them chinky. I was out there. It was a special day. I was thinking that maybe.
And then
that's...
she would say, "Baby, I'm so glad you did that because last week you were a little slow and a little off.
Mm.
I'm proud of you."
Oh, that's but that happens when they're Netflixing and chilling.
Probably.
That's that moment.
Probably.
After a long day of hating, you're out in the, you just mobbing in the streets hating, and then you can come home and you can social media hate too, get all up in them comments, get all up in them blogs, all that. You got hours of hate to get in.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about social media hate, but you're right.
Right.
So they don't necessarily have to go out and hate anymore.
That's the beauty of COVID,
in the comfort of their own home, yeah.
That's the beauty of COVID.
Why leave the house? Yeah, why leave the house? You can hate right here at the kitchen table.
Yeah, because I noticed, and this is one of the things that I know it has something to do with the times that we're in. Yahoo has gotten rid of the comments on their articles. So, because the comments used to be hilarious. I could go through comments for 2 to 5 minutes at a time. Like, whoa, it's some crazy folks up in here. You get 30,000 comments. But they disabled those comments.
I used to read comments, but I don't anymore. That took a lot of time. It's like you start looking and you're reading the article, reading the comments, and you look up and it's like, I've been doing this for a whole 30 minutes.
Exactly. But, and see, that's what
I'm
saying.
30 minutes of my day on the nonsense.
How long do you clock in on the hate? Because
it's almost all day.
Right, because it's almost like you have folks that just, that's what they do all day. It's like, they have a hate department. Right, hey, they got shifts, right? So from like 6 to 12 noon, y'all got this shift hating from 12 to 6. So it's like you got those three shifts. 6 to 12, 12 to 6, 6 to 12. And then you have time to sleep. I mean, maybe they have a night shift. Night haters.
They do the graveyard shift and the swing shift.
Exactly. Oh, get all the hate in that you can.
Yeah. Some of them people got all day.
Oh yeah. Oh, they most certainly do. And that's why I said it's like the speculation on the hate and how you have time, because obviously they don't have like real jobs, and if they do, they're definitely not working because they're commenting, they're hating.
Exactly.
I don't have time to hate on the job like before COVID, right? You're working, but you're like working is now.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Well,
you know,
the funny thing is, I'll say this. I don't have time to hate, but I did have time to read those comments, so.
Yeah. Well, see, the hate is extra special because you have to come up with those comments, and then you're going to get them replies, and it's like, hate. Hate is a full-time job because once you done put that hate out there, there's going to be some folks that come out and say some stuff, and then you got to retort, and you're just going back and forth, and it's like, boom, 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 boom. That's why I always laugh at the people that I'm left, I'm right. They crack me up. Oh, because they'll choose a side, and there'll be some merit for one side, but you can't necessarily agree with that because, well, hell, it's right. And then you'll have some folks who say something on the left that makes some sense, and they're like, well, we can't agree with that because it's left. So I'm always amazed when I see people who they gonna throw away common sense because it's just supposedly against my politics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was it. And on that note, we probably need to go on another break. So we're gonna do that. This is Lil Brother, Life of the Party.
Girl, what you mean you don't recognize me? The biggest rap star in your apartment complex. Oh. And another one.
Like it's 3D. Look like a step. Look what's my boy.
boys got. We can't afford a brick frontin' like we boy hot. We on the same page, we all on one accord. Little do they know we all came on one accord. And them people get sad, cause they think we should be mad at all them niggas with big money and big pain. But the way I see it, as long as I don't blow, each and every year I be the next big thing. 10 years later, niggas still on the verge. Same great meat bar sitting on the curb. I know you were saying to be getting on my nerves, but man, goddamn, this feeling is the curve. It's giving me the urge to write this, even though I say it in jest. I'm not joking, fact. Some niggas spend their lifetime trying to headline, but it's so much better being your opening act. But to all of my almost famous halfway superstar niggas, we gon' rock up there. We about to get it started. I'm the life of the party. You keep ass niggas.
Wait for the top of the round. On the left of the party, wait for the top of the round. On the left of the party, wait
for the top of the round. On the left of the party, wait for the top of the round. In the outside, at least they came. In the outside, a sale piece to come with a half more time. So I'm headed right back to the stop. The new ghetto boys, so we can't be stopped. So let's be standing outside of the spot. I know a record plan, but nobody know about it. Who would take two boys from the south? Two sounds so short when these words come out. Standing in the cold, nah, I ain't cold. But I'm on the list. Now I'm getting pissed. Somebody find who organized this. Get back to the pretty cold dish. So we get with our way to the bar. Who climbed to say we recognize the car. 50 pointed out one and two. When asked me what I do, I'm like, yo, it's not you. I told him, take a look at the suit. What's the new boots on? I put a boot on. When you go, they can see what I see. And who do you start? He don't need TV. Lucy said, they don't even need me. I picked up a chick with in the VIP. Holla.
Wait for the top of the round. On the left of your body.
Sugar. That was Lil Brother, Life of the Party. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Alright. Before we go any further, might as well just start it off with our Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
Alright. So, Groundhog Day. What is the shit that happened again, Brown Sugar?
Yeah. Wow, that could be anything.
I know. We're gonna work with our coon sisters, Diamond and Silk. Diamond and Silk got fired from Fox News.
Oh wow. For what reason?
Yeah. Well, apparently they got fired for airing COVID-19 conspiracy theories that were also shared by white hosts. So they said Fox News was racist for firing them. For those of you who don't know who Diamond and Silk are, they are those two black women that you always seen taking pictures with Donald Trump. they opened up for him during his Tulsa, Oklahoma speech. They've been around for a while. They're part of those that Blacks for Trump conglomerate.
So,
but what did they get fired for though?
Were they
pro conspiracy or?
What? Well, they were apparently they were airing COVID-19. I mean, basically, it's like this. When you're cutting back on costs, you're gonna get rid of the coons first.
Well, of course.
So.
Well, I hope they didn't think they had a permanent position.
Well, Fox News is racist for getting rid of them. It's like,
well,
yeah,
Fox
y'all
are racist. In general, no. They must not watch it at all any other time, or are they just so coonish they couldn't see it already.
No, they do watch it, but it's like they weren't racist before. They was just racist when they fired us. See, it's sort of like Omarosa. It's all these other ones.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this, and. I'm gonna put some things in perspective before we get back on this. Ben Carson, I think, is the only person left of his original administration. He's
really?
The only. Yeah, I don't think he's fired anybody. He fired everybody else, or everybody has moved on or whatever. I think Ben Carson is the only guy that hasn't been fired.
Or who's still there, because he hasn't left either. So.
Yeah, he hasn't left.
Wow.
Shout out to Ben Carson. Cooning at a higher level. The coon force is strong.
I was going to say, he's holding on.
Yeah, Jeffrey Osborne holding on.
You know, that's exactly who I was thinking of.
Coon love is gone. And that's all
that's
right.
No, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
So. Diamond and Silk. That is hilarious. It's like Omarosa, right? Y'all know he racist.
Oh,
he racist.
Exactly.
He it's like, yeah, we kind of knew that already.
You were just the coon being part of his nonsense. That's all. You just couldn't see it because you wanted to be in it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Groundhog Day. They're not racist till they get rid of you. It's like that notorious B.I.G. song. You're nobody till somebody kills you. It's like they're not racist until they do racist stuff to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then it's like, now I see what you were saying.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. We can't have silence on the air because I would just say nothing. Because, you got nothing good to say. You're not supposed to say nothing at all.
Well, and I agree. And sometimes what we talk about, we say what we say, and then it's like, you know what? I have, no words. It's too bad we can't be on TV, too, because it's like I have facial expressions.
they got fired.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I still don't understand why they got fired, though. I mean, I do understand, but I'm like, why are they even on there? And
Well, you kind of the whole Donald Trump like black people because I got CDs, black people right here.
Well, you know what's so funny about things like that when white people say, well, I have these black people, but it's like, well, the black people don't even like those black people. So why? We don't care.
That doesn't matter. It was just like when they had the plan to run Kanye as a presidential candidate, because black people will split the vote because black folks love Kanye. It's like, yeah, about
it's like they do.
Yeah, about 15 years ago. Now not so much.
No.
Yeah.
And I thought they knew that.
We
express ourselves when we don't like somebody, and I thought it was expressed. You know, not that we don't like Kanye so much, it's that we just really not feeling him. You know, we don't feel him like we did in like you said, 15 years ago. So, you know, nobody's really paying attention to him. Not like that, not seriously. We're waiting for his nonsense and all that to laugh at him, but I mean, nobody's supporting Kanye.
Like I said, I don't know. I haven't watched or listened to anything from him for a minute. It's like everything that he's done over the past 4 or 5 years, it's like, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, this whole church thing. So I was thinking maybe those are the people that are like paying attention to him, the people that are.
When he had the Jiffy Pop outfit on?
No, when his church, you know, he does church every, or he was doing church every Sunday. I don't know if he's still doing it, but.
Oh,
I guess he can't now because of COVID, but yeah. Yeah, he's not doing it now.
That hasn't stopped church.
No.
People out there. Oh, people out there doing their church thing.
Oh, well, maybe he is.
Yeah,
he stands on COVID, so.
Yeah, don't matter. Speaking of being out there, next week, August 24th, the CARE Act, it expires. And the CARE Act was the act that was keeping people from being evicted. So everyone who is protected from eviction by the CARE Act and the $600.
Well, the $600 thing, that expired, and they're going to do
$400.
Right. So is the
$400
expiring too?
Huh?
But didn't he sign something for a $400 weekly?
Instead
of six?
That was an executive order that Congress is not necessarily rolling with, or the House.
Oh, okay.
So that was the whole. Remember, there was a lot of people who came out, even one Republican senator who was like, "Yes, you're not a king. You can't make proclamations and sign proclamations without our approval and voting on it," which is what he did with that executive order. So, even though it sounds good for people who are unemployed to get that extra $400 a week, it's not going to happen. So, yeah. So we just keep upping the ante. We're upping the ante because no unemployment plus no eviction protection. So it's weird because there are some people who have not been paying rent and they're just going to leave. And so it's going to be a total clusterfuck because you're going to have people who have not paid rent who just going to leave and go wherever they're going to go. And then you're going to have a bunch of landlords who don't have tenants And with no prospects, they have to overextend themselves also.
I was going to say, who's responsible for an empty apartment? The person who owns the building, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily like, okay.
Right. Yeah. So you have to, that's how you pay your mortgage, right? So.
Yeah.
Unless you already own the property outright, then it's all just profit. Other than that, a lot of people use that as a supplement to their income. It's supplemental income. So that goes away. So it's going to have a drag down. We talk about Ronald Reagan used to say trickle down economics. We're going to have some trickle down fuckery, financial fuckery that will be happening.
There was an article about San Francisco, like empty apartments, like people are just leaving. Since they don't have to commute to work anymore, they're moving to like cheaper areas because they're doing everything from home. So it's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just getting realer. So July has been crazy. August was crazier. So now we're going to roll into September with everything on the table. Going into an election also. So we have, let's just put it all out on the table here. We've got COVID, that cold that just won't go away. Going into the cold season, flu season, by the way. Then we have racial disharmony. Check. Then we have financial woes, societal financial woes. Check.
Yeah.
And an election with an administration who is trying really, really hard to make it that they get to stay in power and have vowed to stay in power even if they don't win the election. Check. Did I miss something?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. You may have something to come up, I'm sure.
Well, I'm just talking about just the general right off the top stuff. Obviously, there's always going to be some other underlying things that are happening. So, for example, we have school. We have the school issue.
Yeah.
So
that should have been first on our list.
Yeah. So, but that was the COVID. So the Glendale Unified School District, they're kicking off tomorrow on the 19th. Now, what they plan on doing is they plan on opening up some empty classrooms for remote learning. But instead of the traditional whatever amount of students per classroom, they said there will be no more than 12. And the school officials are calling their group a technology pod, which will be supervised by a single substitute teacher or district staffer. So the staffers won't be teaching the students. They will instead be present to offer computer technical assistance, monitor students' mask use, and enforce social distancing and keep students focused on their work. So Superintendent Vivian Etchian says she came up with the idea after noticing that many young children of essential workers didn't have proper child care. So substitute teacher or district staffer?
Oh, so why are the teachers not coming in? Because they refuse to?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's just like in Georgia. They opened up the schools, and then they had to close them all back down. So.
Well, yeah. The University of North Carolina, they had to turn it back to remote learning when, after that first week, over 130 people tested positive.
Yeah. Wasn't this supposed to disappear in the heat? Wasn't COVID supposed to disappear in the heat?
Well, yeah, it is supposed to do a lot of things.
Okay. I was just wondering. It's been hot and it's still here.
Yep. It's still here. I guess you couldn't burn it off. I mean,
no,
you can't burn it off. You can't bleach spray it off. Or drink bleach.
No.
What else? They were drinking... They were ingesting
hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Bleach.
Yeah, it's not. It's not working.
Cleaners with bleach in it.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
Makes my mouth water, as we talk about
it. I don't even know how you get to. How do you even do that to yourself? Isn't that, can you actually drink it? Isn't that like self-preservation that won't allow you to, or no?
Well, see.
It's just like you can't bite yourself. Like you can't bite down on your skin and hurt yourself because it's self-preservation.
Well, you can. It's just, it's not something that most people do. I mean, because remember, people who hurt and mutilate themselves all the time. So that's something that happens.
Gotcha.
I mean, so you know, you're talking about self-preservation. In Arizona, it was a big deal because students in Pinal County in Arizona held a rally urging the school district to hold in-person classes after 109 members of the teaching staff held a sick out rally in opposition of the school reopening.
Mm.
So it's like there are lines that are being drawn. So
yeah.
So it's just like with the other essential workers. So basically they want teachers to go back to work. Even though they're not going to do anything to help the teachers or even guarantee that the minimum PPE protective gear and all that stuff is provided. They're not going to guarantee none of that, but they're like, hey, look, we just got to start the economy. So if some of y'all fall out and die, well, you know, that's just what happens.
Well, it is what it is. Isn't that the mantra?
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah.
That's where we're at.
I mean, because that's a saying that we've said for years. I mean, black people, I've never heard anybody else say it. I'm not saying it's a black word or anything like that, or that we are, you know, using it. But, I mean, it is what it is, and so then you make your choice. And you deal with it.
Well, yeah.
So the teachers have made their choice.
Well, yeah. Right. It's come to a point where you have the people arguing who won't be there and would, if they were in that place, would probably shoot you if you tried to make them do it, but and they're arguing
right
for it. You see the people who argue for it are always the people who won't be in them circumstances. Like, you know, Betsy DeVos, the education czar here in the United States, she's mm-hmm. not even around people. She's in her home in Michigan And apparently she $25 million worth of security.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm guessing we could have used that money,
wow.
But she's holding up.
Well, that
up,
could have been PPE. Couldn't it have been PPE
right.
for education?
Oh. Right. Back to school for y'all. But I'm going to be
yeah.
holed up in my mansion. And so don't get me wrong, I get it, because you got parents. Obviously, they need to work. You know, getting back to normal society is what we all want. I don't think there's anybody who is happy about the conditions of the apocalypse. I don't think there's
I
a lot
don't
of
think
people
so either.
Raising their hands like, man, this has been the best fucking time ever.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, we're talking about there are segments of the population who are at risk. There are segments of the population who, I mean, do we care that they can fall ill and die? Depends on where you're at, because obviously, there's the people who say it's all conspiracy theory. You're tripping. Why are you even trying to make me wear a mask or anything? No, those are some of the people who would be arguing for schools to be open, even though I think a lot of those people, they don't have kids. They probably have a hard time.
They don't even have kids. They're arguing for it to be open and don't even have kids. So.
I don't know. It's always illogical, some of the people that argue for stuff, because once again, maybe they have kids, maybe they don't. And you know, when you see the old people who are prone to get sick and you're the ones arguing, I'm not wearing no mask, it's okay.
Yeah, until they actually contract it and end up in the hospital.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I don't care. If you don't want to wear a mask, you don't wear a mask. It's your American right. Now, businesses can say you can't come in. And that's their right
yeah.
as a business.
And exactly.
So it's one of those things. I'm of the belief that, yeah, if people want to come together, and I mean, because we talk about curbing the virus and all this other stuff, it's like, you know what? You can curb the virus by letting some of these people die. If they're predisposed, because we know, and I know it sounds cruel, but we know there's a healthy amount of the American population that is unhealthy. It's weird as that mm-hmm. sounds. And so, if they feel like, you know what, I got to eat my heart attack burger with no mask on in the public, let them eat their hamburger in public with no mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because there's outdoor dining where you can social distance. There are things that you can do. So, I'm like, let people do it how they're going to do it. And let the chips fall where they may.
Where they may, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad, but true.
Yeah. So, it's going to be an interesting few months here going into the apocalypse. It's going to be very, very interesting. Because we have...
Last 4 months.
Right. Yeah, actually 3. We get to the election and there's a build up here. It's almost like one of them novels. It's a big build up. We're going to see what happens. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. We'll catch y'all on the flip side. Come check us out, smoothdrama.com, in the chat room. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys. Smooth. Drama.